Coming today on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
And this specialist, she said to me, these are the only things that are going to come out of this. If you, because I was hooked, I was addicted. She said, either he's going to kill you, you're going to kill him. You're going to end up with a terminal disease that will take you out because you're so sick, or you're going to have a complete psychotic breakdown.
So the big questions are these. How can we navigate and negotiate every situation in our lives, in our career, in our businesses, in our relationships, and even with ourselves for our own self-worth? In other words, what if you could win every time and have no losers? Let's face it, we're not negotiating just to buy a car or for a pay raise. We are negotiating for living in every aspect of our lives. How can we do that powerfully, successfully, and victoriously? Those are the questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Rebecca Zung, and welcome to the time where you negotiate your best life. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I am so crazy excited today to welcome Melanie Tanya Evans to our show. She is absolutely a force of nature. She is a global narcissistic abuse recovery expert and the creator of the Quanta Freedom Healing Method and the Narcissistic Abuse Recovery Program, NARP, just NARP, we'll call it NARP. Her leading edge healing methods have helped thousands of people. They've made astounding recoveries. Her work has touched the lives of 15 million people in 100 countries. Absolutely stunning. It's recommended by doctors, psychologists, therapists, people from all over the world. In 2018, she released her first book, You Can Thrive After Narcissistic Abuse, the number one system for recovering from toxic relationships. It became an Amazon bestseller. It's been translated into multiple languages. She has a background in kinesiology, energy healing, and in 2019, won the Personality of the Year Award from Kindred Spirits. She is devoted. She is incredible. She is a force of nature, and she has dedicated her life to personal empowerment and helping people to learn to love themselves and heal after being abused by a narcissist. So welcome, Melanie.
Rebecca, it's such a joy to be here. It really is.
Thank you. So I'm so excited to talk to you because we're both in this world. We're both dealing with people who are dealing with narcissists, but in different ways. Our work really complements each other so much. So I wanted to ask you, first of all, how did you get into this? You know, tell us about your background, your history.
Sure. Well, Rebecca, I had no idea I was going to grow up and be a narcissistic abuse recovery global expert at all. So how I got into it was I married one. I thought that I've been into personal development and coaching and lots of things, and I really thought I'd worked on myself and I'd hit the jackpot and married this beautiful man that was spiritual and he was everything I'd ever wanted. And I was getting into something that I'd never experienced before. You know, I loved him with all of my heart, but there was things like jealousy and things that came, the red flags were huge. And he would look me straight in the eye and he would lie and I would believe him. But anyway, as it went on, there was certain things. Before we got married, I discovered he was already married and not divorced.
Oh, no. You're kidding.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a shock. This was after we'd set a wedding date. So he got the divorce. Then he apparently had a melanoma cancer that was a stage 4. It was a hoax. And it was all about control, and he would rage and he would be jealous, and then he would say, it's because of my cancer.
So he didn't actually have cancer?
No, he didn't have cancer. So there was lots of things. It ended up being mentally, emotionally, physically, sexually, an incredibly abusive relationship. tolerated things that I never believed. I remembered watching Sleeping with the Enemy, that movie years
ago. Remember that, yeah. With Julie Roberts?
That never happened to me, and it happened to me on steroids.
So, no way. My gosh, that movie still gives me the chills when I think about it.
Well, that's what I was married to. I ended up being very, very sick. I had complicated post-traumatic stress disorder. I was addicted to him like somebody to heroin. It shocked me.
Yeah,
that he was abusing me so badly, but yet I couldn't stay away. I couldn't live with or without him. I was on and off suicidal. I had at that point realized he was a narcissist, and I was seeing
How did you come to realize that?
Rebecca, in the weirdest way, I was driving to an escaped haven that I had, and a voice in my head said, "Look up, narcissist." I'm not kidding.
The universe was taking care of you.
I Googled it. I was ticking off the points and I nearly fell off my chair. Wow. There was no missing it. So I sought out a personality disorder specialist this was chilling too, because the woman that was going into her appointments before me every week was pregnant to a narcissist, and his last three girlfriends had all committed suicide.
Wow. Oh, so, my God.
Yeah, it was really, and anyway, this.
Oh, my God. That's quite a path of destruction.
Absolutely. And this specialist, she said to me, these are the only things that are going to come out of this. Because I was hooked, I was addicted. She said, either he's going to kill you, you're going to kill him. You're going to end up with a terminal disease that will take you out because you're so sick, or you're going to have a complete psychotic breakdown. Now, there were times I'd get away, and then this went on for a couple of years. And eventually I did. I had a complete psychotic breakdown. And I remember when she told me that, I thought, what does that look like? You know, like right now I can't sleep. I have nightmares. I have adrenaline surges. I shake. I sweat. I haven't eaten for 6 months. Have I had a psychotic breakdown? No, I had complicated post-traumatic stress disorder and agoraphobia and all sorts of things. But when I had the breakdown, there was no missing it. It was almost like by remote, I'm like, okay, my brain has snapped. There was no missing it. I knew exactly what it meant. I got rushed off. I got taken into emergency. They took me through. I'd had a complete adrenal psychotic crash. I had absolute psychotic visions that would not stop, whether my eyes were opened or closed. My adrenals were through the roof. I was told that I could have a stroke or a heart attack at any moment. Things were that bad.
Oh, my God.
I was put on Valium. I went home on suicide watch because things were that bad. And I'd been told that my diagnosis was that I would need probably three antipsychotics for the rest of my life. That was after tests and things came back.
Oh, my goodness.
And that I may need to be institutionalized. And I was told point blank, you will never again function as normal. You won't. It will be impossible. That was my diagnosis.
How long ago was this?
12 years now.
Wow, that's not all that long ago.
No. And look, 18 months after that, I was better than I'd ever been in my entire life. But anyway, I wanted to die. I thought I wanted out. That was game over for me. You know, like I'd always been a successful type A personality who could make anything in my life work, which is a lot of narcissistic abuse victims. And now it was game over. So what happened was another voice in my head kept saying, no, there's another way. I argued with it, and to cut a long story short, I ended up falling on my bathroom floor. I put my arms up, wrestling with this voice in my head, and I just screamed, "Help me, I can't do this anymore." And at that moment, I had this massive epiphany. It was like all of the victim got sucked out, a huge light came in, and I saw the truth that this was about a soul evolution. This actually wasn't to do with him. He was a catalyst reflecting back to me what I'd always avoided and what I hadn't claimed yet, and how I'd handed my power away, and how I hadn't been sovereign or loving to myself or truthful to me, all these things. So it wasn't about judging myself. It was like this massive epiphany. Oh my God. And then in a vision, and maybe, Rebecca, you've got to be completely out of your mind to get the truth. Maybe you do. And I had the truth like I'd never had it. And I got catapulted into the future in a vision, and I saw and felt myself as I am today, as I was 18 months after that experience, where I felt whole, empowered, safe, fearless, confident, authentic, and I'd never felt that ever. In my entire lifetime, ever.
Soul, your soul needed to sing. You know, it just became a soul. I always tell people it's like a soul decision. Like your soul, I always think of, I know why the caged bird sings with Maya Angelou. It's like no matter how caged you are, that soul is coming through. And that's what happened to you.
And my soul just went, this is it. So, and then I got snapped back into the emaciated because I was only 80 pounds. I hadn't eaten for 6 months.
Oh my God.
You know, this emaciated, shaking, racked, traumatized, finished body. And the voice said to me, you have a choice. That's your future if you choose this mission. And I thought it was only for me. But what I'd understood was that I'd been doing therapy for decades. I'd read every book, I'd researched everything about narcissism, da, da, da. But what I got in the vision was there is a way to heal cellularly in your DNA from the inside out, and that's the journey you're going on. So I signed up for the journey, and it didn't mean that I was healed or I was recovered. It just meant I had hope and I had a path forward and I was guided. So the long and the short, I ended up talking my way out of the medical professional diagnoses and drugs, which in itself was a miracle. And then I went forward discovering ways to cellularly, within my being, my subconscious programs, within my visceral, emotional, somatic self, to release trauma, bring in source, which is God, which is our higher power and higher consciousness, to anchor in a true self and operate in a true way. So what happened as a result of that, there was a very vengeful, I was married to a very vengeful, destructive man who wanted to take me out of life. If he couldn't have me, I couldn't be in life as far as he was concerned.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So
The worst malignant narcissist.
He really was. And I lost everything. So it wasn't like there was anything more he could get, but he had my soul in a stranglehold, crushing it. And I was able to stop through my inner shift. It stopped all of his attacks, all of his everything, all the flying monkeys, all of the abuses by proxy. Everything, he got caught out. It dissolved away. It was almost like before then, I was like a child in a cupboard, terrified to come out because I'd be beaten. And I came out of that cupboard bit by bit by bit as this sovereign, empowered being that shone a light so powerfully, it dissolved all of his attempts to do anything. And I thought I was only... I found a me I'd never known.
Beautiful analogy. I love that analogy. You know, coming out, you come out swinging. Because I always say the narcissist is actually the most scared little person on the planet. The biggest secret that's not so secret is that you're the stronger one. So it's almost like by coming out and shining that light, you know, his power was diminished and...
Absolutely.
And eradicated.
A false self is no match for a true self. And it's the analogy of a vampire. They will suck your life force until you become a great light, and then they will scamper off into the shadows. They cannot stand it. They cannot be in the presence of a true self.
Oh, so, I love that quote. A false self is no match for a true self. What a beautiful, beautiful quote. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. So talk about your NARP program, Narcissistic Abuse Recovery Program. How does it help people prepare for negotiations, for court battles with a narcissist? How does it help?
Well, it's all about that premise that a true self is always going to defeat a false self. Because what happens, Rebecca, as you would know, when people are going into court battles with a narcissist is they are so traumatized. They're like I was, that little kid in the cupboard. You are so in fear. You are having the most awful threats that are hitting your primal terrors, losing your children, losing your security, losing your house, losing your money, losing your life. Those are the things that narcissists prey on and smash within you. So then you end up terrified and capitulating, losing all of your rights. And there are so many people, Rebecca, in that place, even if they walk away with nothing, even if they lose horribly, they still don't escape the horror show. The narcissist will still keep controlling and hurting them, or the beast is still living on inside of you, even if you never hear from that person again.
Yeah. I mean, they're a lot of times they're dealing with such trauma bonding and their brain is just like such scrambled eggs that they cannot see their way to even get on the other side of it. They just think that they're always, the other side's always going to win. They're always going to get what they want. There's nothing they can do to get beyond that. So,
there's nothing you can do. That's the powerlessness and the helplessness that is so consistent with narcissistic abuse. And it's why so many people, Rebecca, and you would have heard it time and time again, where they say you cannot beat a narcissist in litigation. You cannot win. They're going to always take everything. But it's not true.
No, it's not true. I've beat them many, many times. Many times, more often than not. You just have to know how to go ahead and do that.
Coming up, more on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zone.
What NARP does is those primal fears that are triggered and hijacking your entire being and making you hand your power away, it picks those up through your cellular being, literally releases them and brings in source, which is wisdom, power, solution, connection to the field, and even miracle. So what happens is there's this massive shift from I'm on the defense and I'm being smashed and obliterated to I am now that bright light in my power, in calm, logical solution and inner knowing and power that I'm looked after. And that's when people have had the most incredible results.
Is there something that's interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. You can connect with a professional counselor in a safe, private environment. It's online or it can be through phone, chat, or text. They help you with any issue that you have an issue with, such as depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, basically anything you can think of. If you're unhappy, you can get a new counselor at any time. They're available worldwide. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. Best of all, it's truly affordable. Listeners of Negotiate Your Best Life get 10% off your first month with the discount code BREAKINGFREE. So why not get started today? BetterHelp.com/BREAKINGFREE. Simply fill out the questionnaire and get started. That's BetterHelp.com/BREAKINGFREE. Are you struggling with how to negotiate and win? Maybe you're dealing with a personality that's particularly challenging, like a narcissist or other high-conflict personality, and you're feeling powerless. Make sure to download my free Win My Negotiation cheat sheet at www.winmynegotiation.com.
Take a listen to our archive, where you can listen to more episodes that show you the path to how to negotiate your best life.
Situation after situation being let down and let down, and my expectations dropping and my ego dropping. So I had gotten used to things not working out, right? So that which can, like you said, lead to a victim mentality. But I had been pivoting pretty much all my life. So it started to condition me to, different experiences than what I expected.
And now we return to today's show.
So can you share some of the experiences from your members who successfully won court settlements and custody cases against narcissists?
Sure. So just to backtrack a little bit, you know, what NARP does is those primal fears that are triggered and hijacking your entire being and making you hand your power away, it picks those up through your cellular being, literally releases them and brings in source, which is wisdom, power, solution, connection to the field, and even miracle. So what happens is there's this massive shift from I'm on the defense and I'm being smashed and obliterated to I am now that bright light in my power, in calm, logical solution, and inner knowing and power that I'm looked after. And that's when people have had the most incredible results. And like you said, Rebecca, it's more usual than unusual. In fact, it's inevitable when people get to that level.
100%. Yeah, absolutely.
It so is. And that's what's so exciting about our work, because you're producing that from your side, I'm producing that from my side, and you get that much light in a practical legal way and in an emotional, somatic, subconscious way to come together. I don't think narcissists are going to stand a chance, personally.
No way. There's no way that they could possibly stand a chance, you know, with using your NARP program along with my SLAY program. There's no battle that can't be won. I mean, there's so many times that people have said to me, I've tried for 3 years. We've been doing litigation for 3 years, or I've been fighting him for 5 years or 7 years or her.
Totally. See it all the time too.
You know? Yeah. And I just say, well, then obviously you haven't created the right leverage yet, because narcissists are scared. So you've just got to find that spot that's going to scare them enough that, you know, and it always comes back to threatening that source of supply that means the most to them in some way.
Absolutely. And do you know what? That's when exactly. And you have the ways to practically eliminate that. And NARP gives you the emotional balance and power to completely cut off narcissistic supply. It works. But yeah, look, I'd love to share with you, you know, we have hundreds of stories in the community, and they're coming up every day about people having legal battles, because we've got tens of thousands of people working NARP and in our community. But just to share some highlights with you, Angela was a really good case, because she was married for 22 years to a very malignant narcissist, very vengeful, very nasty. And she was in a 2-year high conflict litigation with him, and she was getting smashed. So she lost her business. She had to declare bankrupt on a corporate and a personal level. He was horrible. He was using the kids as pawns. And, you know, she'd been 22 years indoctrinated into him being the powerhouse that kept her down. She was trying to please and hold it together, and eventually she couldn't. Now, when she got on NARP, she had so much anxiety and fear and injustice of what he'd done. She released all of that, and it was only a few weeks after they'd separated, obviously, but she was, you know, in her power and her calm, he capitulated and settled out of court. He just actually came forward and
Amazing.
Said, I've had enough of it. This was when she had no more emotional trauma at all. She was at peace. He contacted her and said, all right, I'm willing to give you what's fair. And he settled out of court, because now I know why this happens, because I see it all the time. She had cut that emotional cord of him sucking supply. It was done. So he had to move on.
I love that. Love that story. Amazing.
It's full on. Now, the gorgeous thing is after 22 years, she's now living in a beautiful new home, engaged to a guy that she met 3 months after she started working with an art program, who she says is the love of her life and is the most respectful, kind, honest, real relationship that she's ever dreamed of. And also, too, things have healed with her kids because the narcissist used them as pawns, as they all do.
Yeah. So, the beautiful thing about your program is that people will not go back and end up with the same personality type again, because now they're healed. Yeah. Now, as you said, they've cut that cord. You know, in the divorce world, I say that, which is true, there's 50% of first marriages end in divorce, 60% of second marriages, and 73% of third, because people go back to that same personality type again. But the beautiful thing about NARP is that it cuts that pattern. You'll no longer do that. You'll recognize the signs. You'll heal whatever was not healed within yourself that caused you to be, you know, in the space to be a target of a narcissist. You'll just be like Wonder Woman or with the gold things on your wrists, or the Superman, you know. You'll never allow yourself to be in that position again. So in your experience of helping people around the world from narcissistic abuse, what would be your top three recommendations for people who have to face their abusers in court?
Okay, my top three from my side of this fence is definitely about learn to detach, first of all. Stop, you know, we know logically that when you try to get a narcissist to act decently and treat you lovingly and be respectful, the more you try and push back and try to, it's like trying to get a five-year-old in an adult's body to act decently. The more you try, the more abuse you're going to get. You have to learn to detach and start healing. Start taking your life, your emotions, your soul back, you know. And I just want to, you know, explain, I just want to share, because this is such a good example of this. And this is, you know, a woman that her name was Prima, and this speaks to the people that are really dealing with malignant narcissists, dangerous narcissists, very scary narcissists. You know, and Prima, she had a situation with high-level abuse where she took her kids and ran for her life because things were so, so bad. You know, and at first she still had contact with him, and he was threatening and he was pushing for the kids and custody, and he was doing all that intimidation thing. And she was really hooked in there, you know, trying to get him to calm down and settle down and see sense and stop being abusive and stop being violent. And things just get worse and worse and worse. So he was sucking her in and abusing her because he was getting fed with narcissistic supply. And the reason I'm talking about a high-level narcissist, she was like, well, if I don't ring him back, if I don't text him back, he's going to come and get us. That's an extreme example, but I'm just giving you the example of when, you know, when you keep hooking back with a narcissist trying to get safety and decency, you're just feeding them and you're putting yourself in more hot water. Yeah. So she had to learn to detach. And then what happened with that, which is what happens with a lot of people, when you're in the fight, it's somehow keeping you alive. But when you step out of it, it's like you can be hit by a freight train, because all of the abuses of yesterday, last week, last month, last year, all have a chance to catch up because you're not in the fight on the battlefield. And you can get hit with aftershock, which is horrific. And usually that happens after you stop contact. You really need to work with that. Nobody had told me about aftershock, and it nearly killed me. And it would send me back. It sends people back all the time because they don't understand it. So when you're hit with aftershock, this is where NARP is so important. And as she said, Primo in that stage, she was so manically depressed and hit with trauma that she could barely make a cup of tea or get out of bed, let alone look after her kids. And that happens to people all the time.
It really does. It's so sad. And you would see that.
You would see people crawl into your office.
Oh, yeah.
Like zombies.
Yep.
They can barely brush their hair, let alone get to a meeting. That's how bad this is. So when Prima started working with NAP, she was able to get her soul back, eat again, be a mother. And then when she got enough power and healing within her, she went on the offensive and she filed for full legal and physical custody. And she also said any visitation has to be supervised. She asked for a full custody evaluation. And her tactic was to be as severe as she could to protect the children. She went fully offensive and she kept working on herself. And when she had her hearing come up, the most weirdest things had happened, Rebecca, where he got delayed and everything. He didn't get to the court case. She got awarded full custody at that hearing.
Amazing. Amazing.
And as she said, the judge said to her, I'm granting you everything that you've asked for and you don't even have to pick up the phone. That's it.
I love it. I love to hear those stories. And I love for our listeners to hear those stories because it's so important for people to understand that there is hope, that you can turn it around. It is possible. Everybody, you know, who's turned it around was where you were at one point thinking, I can never get out of this. There's no way I'll ever get out of this. They've all been there and they've all been able to turn it around, those people. So I have a fun question to ask of you before we get into the final couple of things here, which is I want to know what, if you had a spirit animal, what would be your spirit animal?
Oh, gosh. Do you know, look, what popped to mind was a leopard and I just see this leopard. So maybe I need to like research what a leopard means. I don't know.
Yeah, well, probably really ferocious, but also, you know.
Maybe strategic, ferocious, maybe.
But gentle when need be, probably really protective of their children, you know. I mean.
I'm definitely going to Google it when we get off this call.
Yeah. I like to ask that. It's just sort of like a fun question. So,
okay, what's yours? I'm interested. What's your own?
I've been thinking about that recently. I always used to say tiger, but then when I looked it up, you know, there's like this website that you can look up, you know, what spirit animal means. When I read the description, I'm like, no, I don't think that's me. So I think it's more like a bear, you know, like gentle at times. But, you know, I have four kids and I definitely am like mama bear, like don't mess with my kids.
Yeah, protective. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I that's what I think. You're the first guest that's actually asked me what mine was, by the way. So you have a free gift that I'm so excited to share with our listeners. Tell us all about it.
I do. I have a free 16-day course. And that helps you a lot because at the start of that, you have two really comprehensive ebooks, which are talking to you about the different levels of narcissism, what you're dealing with, and also to the detachment process of no contact or modified contact, what that means, what you need to do to prepare to heal. And all then you get an email every day, which is going to be about the most intricate parts and understandings and solutions of narcissistic abuse recovery, as well as I have a free webinar that I so want you to come into because there I take you through a 2-hour intensive journey of self-partnering, turning inward, and also getting relief and clarity immediately because I'm going to take you through a quantum freedom healing to get trauma out and start bringing peace, power, and grace in. And you'll feel it in your body immediately.
I love it. And I highly recommend everybody, please get her free gift. Please subscribe to her YouTube channel. Get her, take her 16-day course. Yes. Go to her free webinar. Use these resources. They're there for you. Use them. I highly recommend them. I will drop links to all of it below this video and also in my podcast description so that everybody can get access to this. That, you know, you don't have to suffer alone. There are resources out there that can help you. So take advantage of them. So where can people find out more about you and your programs?
Yeah, sure. So if you go to Melanie Tonia, T-O-N-I-A Evans.com. And also too, you know, if you've had enough and if what this really resonates with you about the deep inner healing from the inside out to become that light that is empowered, sovereign and authentic and impervious to narcissists, check out NARP because that is the program that has changed people's lives when nothing else did worldwide as well as my own. So that's MelanieTonyaEvans.com/NARP, but you'll find all the details on my website. And also too, you'll find all the details through the 16-day free program.
I love it. Thank you so much for joining me today. And this was a fantastic conversation and the first of many more to come between us.
Look, Rebecca, I'm so excited to be working with you because I know how much you can help and I know what we can create for people together.
Absolutely. Thank you again.
Thanks for stopping by and listening to this episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I'm Rebecca Zung. Check back next Monday for more inspirational pearls of wisdom. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, I'd love if you would give it a 5-star rating and tell me what you liked in a review on iTunes. Also, be sure to grab your winning negotiation cheat sheet at winmynegotiation.com. And remember, today is a perfect day to start negotiating your best life.